terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm here with CIG, Novak, Red Mohawk, Orange Face, Monster Cock, and Franz. And Franz just has the most embarrassing story ever.
I said I didn't want to talk about this.
Too late.
Well, it's too late. I can't say it, and then you say that you're not going to say it. We're going to be talking in circles, so let's just get to it.
All right. Well, at risk of making myself look any worse than I already look.
Too late.
The story starts a year ago. There's this girl in South Philly I've totally had a crush on for like 2 years, right? So I'm at the bar, and, you know, I'm at this neighborhood bar. Now it has one bathroom in it. I'll get to that later. So I'm sitting there talking to her, and I'm making good time. I'm actually enjoying the conversation, believe it or not. And, you know, so we're talking. And as you guys know, I drink these Michelada drinks, which is a warm Corona over ice with a ton of fucking hot sauce. And I begin to realize I haven't eaten that day yet because I'm compelled with the overwhelming urge to shit my fucking pants, right? So I'm like waiting for somebody to get out of the bathroom. I'm at a little neighborhood bar in South Philly. I ain't saying. So because they're gonna figure it out anyway, I might as well say it. But anyway, so as soon as someone, I'm like, oh yeah, hold on a second, I gotta take a piss, right? So I go in there, and those of you who know me know I'm a fucking germaphobe. So I'm not sitting down. I've yanked down my pants. Now it's my objective to get in and out of the bathroom as fast as possible before people figure out I took a shit.
Was it like a shart or a full blown shit?
Dude, it
was. Like, was it like a shit fart or a full blown dump in your pants?
It wasn't even shit or dump. It was just projectile liquid. And like, it was like
in your pants.
No. As I'm pulling down the pants and squatting above the toilet, right? I turn around, and to my horror and dismay, come to the sick realization that not one drop got in the actual toilet, dude.
Oh,
it's everywhere,
man.
But it's on the toilet seat, on the back of the toilet, on top of the toilet, on the wall. It's on the fucking pastel painting above the fucking toilet across the room.
Is it on your khakis and
no,
belt?
No, luckily it didn't hit me, but
yeah,
dude, it's everywhere.
It definitely made it on your belt or pants.
So I go into panic mode. I'm grabbing paper towels, shit out of the tampon dispenser, fucking toilet paper, big wads. I'm wiping it down, and it's tiles. So nothing's getting absorbed by this stuff. It's just getting smeared bigger and bigger and stinkier, dude. And it is the worst fucking most minging shit I have ever witnessed. So now I'm 2.5 minutes into this piss and realizing that I'm not making it any better. So I go into fucking triple panic mode. I grab a bunch of fresh paper towels and start sticking it to the shit, right? Hoping that I'll cover it up enough so that I can make a clean getaway. Now, it's heavy with the shit, so now it's falling down. So it's now shitty toilet paper, paper towels everywhere. I'm trying to stuff it in the trash can. It's all over the side of the trash. Dude, it looked like a monkey cage at the zoo that hadn't been cleaned in fucking 2 months. So, and I'm panicking, dude. I'm like, I can't go out there. What if someone's waiting to get in?
So what happened with the chick that you were all
so
into?
I'm like, I decide to barge it. I fucking get out of the fucking door. Luckily, no one's waiting outside for me. Okay? It's 5 minutes into his quote-unquote piss.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, okay, I gotta get out of that fucking bar before the next person goes in this little neighborhood bar with one bathroom and goes, oh my God, who was just in here? And then all hands will point to me. So I
at least you didn't have official shit on your pants, though, because then you couldn't even be able to chill with her.
No, chill with her. I couldn't chill with her because I was waiting in horror for the next person to go in there and realize that I was the last person in there that did this monstrosity.
Oh, wait, was it just one bathroom, like a co-ed
just
bathroom?
Just one bathroom in a little neighborhood bar where everybody fucking knows each
that's
other.
That's not the one on the corner of your street that you
shut
always,
the fuck up.
Yeah. I've had some meetings there with you. That's right. I know
meetings.
Exactly.
So now, so I finished my beer. So I finished my beer.
I know exactly where
and
it is.
I finished my beer and fucking jet, right? And I don't go around there for fucking 6 months, right? Because I don't want, because I know that the next person who went in there, they figure, wait, who was the last one that shit up the bathroom? That dude who just left, that dude, Franz, the Viva La Bam dude. Mr. Viva La Bam Minghags, always trying to get laid off that book he brings in here, right? So now, so 6 months later, I stop in there for a beer. Everything's cool. 3 months later, I'm stopping in there for a beer here, two beers here, right? Just last week, I'm in there for the first full-fledged time. And the girl's in there. And no one's pointing any fingers and everything's cool. And I'm like, thank God. Thank God no one remembers me. It's the dude who fucked up the bathroom and humiliated himself. And so I'm a couple beers into it. And I say to this girl, I say, excuse me, I got to take a piss. She said, okay. But no pooping.
No! Why me? I realized it for a fucking year. They realized that I'm Joe Frantz, the guy who shit up the bathroom, and that story has been circulating in my neighborhood for everyone. And I'd never had a chance with this girl with whom I've had a crush on for the past 3 years.
Have you been back to the bar since?
No.
Are you ever going to go back?
No.
No?
Dude, I was
that's
just,
the worst.
I was at the Note, and there was a packed show. And I went to the men's bathroom, and it was, like, half locked but half not, like, enough to, like, if you push hard enough, it'll just open.
It's gonna just come
right open. I open it up. All I see is some girl with her asshole out, and she's
ew, like, full-blown wiping her ass.
And she just goes, ew, no, look! And I'm like, you're in the men's bathroom. And then she saw me, and she was even more humiliated that I'm the one who caught her. Like,
oh,
she thought the door was officially locked and she could sneak on into the men's bathroom. Man. I end up, like, pressing real hard, it just winds up opening. It's just some minging ass shitty poopy butt.
I'm actually glad you said that, because I remember asking you one time, like, have you ever seen a girl in mid wiping of her ass? Because I've never, none of my buddies have ever seen a
dude,
guy wiping a girl's
anywhere.
Ass.
It was me.
You've actually seen it. You're the only person, like, I know that's actually seen a girl in mid
wiping. If she was sitting down,
ass.
Then you could have claimed that she was just taking a pee.
But
no,
she's bending over.
Mid wipe.
So you know she was looking at the paper towel to make sure she got it all off, too. I had dirty.
You know
hair.
What? She was painting the town brown in the men's bathroom.
She dropped Leroy Brown off real fucking fast.
You know, actually, Novak, you bring up a good point.
What's
you,
that, my friend?
Me and a buddy of mine had a debate as to how comfortable you are around someone that you quote-unquote love. Okay,
oh.
He says the comfort level is signified by the magnitude of bathroom you are willing to do in front of the people. So it's like, so in other words, if you can take a piss in front of each other, like, that's cool. But, like, if you take a shit and you're that comfortable with each other, then you're truly in love. And I disagree.
I
now, guys,
man, I disagree because I don't want to see that shit.
Do you, right. But do you ever shit in front of Missy?
Maybe, like, real drunk.
I shit in front of Mandy, so that must mean we're in true love.
Really? So you guys shit in front of each other?
No, she does not shit. I would never let her shit in front of me, but I'll have, like, I'll be in mid-shit and ask her
you're
to bring toilet paper in.
Yeah.
You know, like, with the door open. I'll shit with the door open, not even hide.
So you're sitting there, like, so you'll wipe your ass, and you'll look at the toilet paper to see it has the proper amount of poop on, all that stuff you normally do?
She sees it all. So
dude,
that means we're in true
you'll
love.
You'll shit with the door open right here, so you must be in love with this whole radio room.
Yeah, I guess.
Seth, what about you, man? What about you and Selena?
I wouldn't choose, I mean, we could, but I wouldn't choose to.
What's that?
I wouldn't choose to do it, but we could.
Have you? That's the question.
No.
Okay.
No.
You really?
No. Well, then they must not be in love.
Yeah, there's no true love there.
You're not even in love with her, dude. What are you doing with yourself?
Fake marriage.
Remember when we were filming Viva La Bam, and every time the people would come in at 10 in the morning, you'd just be watching some big porno on the big screen TV, and he's like,
hey, hey, what's going on, DeVito? What's up, Matthews? Guys, I'm just jacking off. I'll be done in a minute.
Not even caring.
It got to the point where they hated me so much they had to end up paying me so I would listen to them. Because I wouldn't listen to them any other way.
The best ever, though, was when Anna was already pissed off at you.
Oh, yeah.
She was already mad at you. And then she said, all right, let's get this fucking scene done. Novak, you come out and deliver Bam the drinks, and then he's going to throw him against the thing, and then we're done with the fucking day. What does he do? He comes out with only boots and a belt on, with a shining, raging hard on from massive amounts of lube.
I went into Bam's room. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna come out completely naked with just boots and the drinks, with a hard. I'm gonna watch a porno and jerk off. And it got to the point where I almost came. So you know, my dick was throbbing hard at that point, and I had no loose like lotion, so I could use was suntan lotion. So I have, like, this fucking throbbing white hard lube dick, And Anna contemplated quitting that day. She didn't come back for like a week and a half.
She hated you.
Dude, she actually, she had like a little, notebook and a notepad and stuff, like taking a note. She actually threw it up in the air and goes, "Why do I even deal with this fucking shit?
I do not fucking get paid enough for this fucking shit. Fuck this. Fuck this fucking job. I don't need this. I have plenty of people willing to. I gotta be fucking. Dude, that was great, dude. Novak, one of the best things about Viva La Bam was just when they refused to pay you when you first started coming on the show, just watching you fuck with people, dude. You and DeVito. DeVito, get me a pizza boy.
The reason was is because he was always around, but he wasn't getting paid, and he was also being on the show. So he would just be like,
"Yo, Ravine, fuck you. Hey, DeVito, order me a pizza." You
know, like, they got
DeVito's sued. Like, I'm directing this thing. I'm not the guy who has to order pizza. Well, you have to order it for me,
or else Bam's firing you.
I ain't doing the next scene. I know you got me written.
The worst thing they could do to themselves is tell you were written into the next scene, because it would just be held over their fucking head all goddamn day. It was perfect, dude.
They were like, "Let's just pay him the smallest amount so he's on payroll, and now he has to listen to us."
I remember like it was yesterday. Anna pulled me up at Rex, and she's like, "I got great news for you, Novak. We're finally going to put you on salary, but you have to sign." And she even had a fucking written document that she had her lawyer type out.
That says you can't make fun of anybody anymore.
She had her lawyer type this fucking document out saying that in order for us to pay you weekly, you have to abide by our rules and our directions. And if I or any of the people higher up give you a direction and you don't listen to our rules, you are fired.
The best ever was when we were filming at Arisafa during the hayride, and people have to wait out in the woods like with their masks on to scare the little kids on the haunted hayride, and Franz is taking a time lapse, and this guy is in the woods waiting for the next hayride to come along, and he's just there alone, and this is what he sung to himself.
"Cock the magic dragon makes your cock come true."
and then he turns around and sees Franz there filming. He's like, "Whoa. Hey, man, how long were you standing there for?" He's like, "Long enough to hear you sing Cock the Magic Dragon."
Cock the Magic Dragon.
Cock the Magic Dragon.
That's what he was saying by himself.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, how long were you standing there?
That's some weird shit.
Long enough to hear you sing Cock the Magic Dragon. No, he was just standing there all alone, dude, just singing to himself Cock the Magic Dragon. He was so bummed out when he got caught, right? So I'm sitting there bullshitting with him, and he turned out to be a good friend of Rake's, right? So he's telling me that. So I'm like, "Yeah, so how long you been working here?" He's like, I work here every Halloween. It's like, cool, man. Like, you know, I just sit here and drink out, you know, like sit here. We got some beer stash. You show me where they have the beer stash. You know what sucks though? There's no place
now
to
you're
shit.
Friends with him.
He's like, yeah, now we're best buddies. Yeah. Like, you know what sucks? Like when you really gotta shit and like there's nothing to wipe, so like you gotta like pull off one of your socks, wipe your ass with that, then hide it somewhere where it's not near the beer where people are gonna know you wiped. And I'm like, and he goes, you know what I'm talking about? I'm like, "No, actually I've never done that before." He goes, "Then you haven't lived."
If you haven't got stuck in the woods and had to wipe your ass with your own sock, then you haven't lived.
Fuck, that sounds like one of
you never bodies. Wiped your ass with your own sock because you had to.
Nah, man,
dude, you haven't lived.
Who would ever want to do that?
My favorite Viva La Bam story, though, is just one I learned just last month. Is Brian Matthews, who was the associate producer on Ming Hag's the movie?
He's
well,
a good guy, like
but
him.
He's a great guy.
Quit sucking his ass.
But it's the tail end of the winter, so there's all this like, you know, melting snow off the roof, and he feels like a slight trickle of like water, and like everyone's watching him, and it just so happens that everyone was looking at him all at once because it's, you know, lunchtime, and he's like, "Hey everybody, it's raining on me. I'm singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain," and like he's making this big spectacle of himself, and he opens his mouth to catch this fucking trickling down rainwater, and everyone looks up and realizes that it's not rainwater. Bam is pissing off the balcony.
You're pissing on his head?
No, and his mouth! Ew. Willingly! Oh my god. I can't believe I never heard that.
I wish
remember
I
when
saw that.
Everybody thought that he was gay at one point because he never had a girlfriend and he never talked about being with any girls and stuff like that. So then he realized that we all thought that. So then he just goes,
"Yeah, man. With a girl the other night."
He goes, "What do you, I fucked up the ass." And he's like, "Well, you say, well, did you use a rubber?"
"Nah.
Well, I the reason why I didn't ask because I didn't want to get her pregnant. What about diseases, dude?
Yeah, you didn't want to get her pregnant, but what about hepatitis, AIDS, warts, herpes, and everything else you don't want to catch? It's like,
Franz just made it up and just goes, Missy won't let you in the house anymore because of what you've done.
He
really believed
it. Yeah, I was going to say, lurked in the driveway all day long just wanting to come in so bad.
No, he was so bummed out. He goes, his big thing was, he goes, oh my God, I never even thought about that. No, I got to get tested. He's panicking. He's like, whatever you do, don't tell Missy. Please don't tell Missy. I don't want her to think. I don't want her to think any less of me. I was like, okay. Then like,
that's the first person you tell when someone says, don't tell them.
So like, I had to call him up, you know, about the schedule and everything for Ming Hags. Like, you know, a couple hours later, I was like, yeah, and you know, we're gonna do A, B, and C. Here's the timetable. And I was like, we're about to hang up. I'm like, oh, Matthews, by the way, yeah, I talked to Missy, and she'd appreciate it if you just didn't come around anymore.
Oh,
and he goes, not fucking funny, dude. Not. He wasn't even. He didn't crack a smile, dude. He was like, not fucking funny, dude. Not funny at all.
You just woke up to ruin that man's day. So he was the only guy when I broke both my ankles. Who actually cared for one, but I had to take a shit. He literally picked me up, put me on the toilet, helped me wipe my ass, and take me off the toilet.
No.
That's why I swear to God, that's why he's a stand-up guy.
Matthews, come and wipe my ass.
Wait a minute. That means, according to our prior conversation, that means he loves you.
That does.
Because he's willing to see you take a shit.
Hey, might be gay.
You two are in love.
I don't know. He's not that famous enough for me to do any gay shit with him.
You're a mohawk. You got a beard?
Yeah, dude.
So we got any people on the lines today?
Well, wait. You know what?
Yeah, we do.
I gotta call Evil Jared Hasselhoff of the Bloodhound Gang right now.
We'll get him in a second.
They're playing. Here, you want to take down the number?
Oh, they're playing in Baltimore 2 days before they play here.
Yeah, anybody on the line now?
Hello.
Howdy.
Yo.
Going, boss?
What's going on?
This Bam?
Yeah.
Bam, what's happening, buddy?
What are you doing?
Yo, buddy, what's up?
Yeah, buddy. Bam, I got a great idea.
What?
Sounds like bulging.
What's that?
It does sound like
even
fucking bulging.
Even Dave should duke it out. Put that
what?
Shit on.
He's from Canada.
Who should duke it out?
You and Jason.
Ellis.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him.
No, I know. You guys love each other. It's great. Still, Jack.
No,
still.
You're thinking about Novak.
No.
They were the one with the problem.
Novak, hey, too. Anyone.
Fight Novak on the air.
Anyone should fight. Well, okay.
Well, the problem is, if Novak did fight Ellis, Novak won't fight back, so he would
just
get his ass kicked. Have you ever fought back at ever?
No.
I work on defending myself. As Franz, he saw me kicked up. I got my ass kicked. By the way, thanks for the comment, caller, but that probably won't happen.
Yeah. But, come on, dude.
But Franz saw me kicked up by like how many? 8 Italian dudes at once?
Yeah, it was
big
a lot.
Time.
Did you even throw
and
one punch?
All I worked on was defending myself. I was getting kicked in the head, the ribs. I mean, I was getting shit beat out of me at every angle.
Yeah.
And all I did was defend myself. So, no, you know what, Bam? I did fight once. That's when I punched Witch's name in his face because he was calling for backup, remember?
What's that all about?
Scott Rudd. I broke my hand I broke my hand on fucking Chase in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah,
I fell twice, yeah. I'm two pussies.
What's the new phone number to call here? Isn't it like 866 porn bag?
Oh, they changed the number?
Yeah. Oh, it's not 877 porn bag. It's 866 porn bag
the
now.
New Bam Radio 866 porn bag. I just said that. It might not be true.
You know, I really like going to the lines and talking to the callers, but like something used to happen. It hasn't happened in a while, and we're like, you know, we're sitting there talking like all this trash, like fucking cum and shit and balls and farts, right, guys? Now let's go to the lines.
Hey, Am. Hi. I'm 4 years old and I love your show.
luckily that hasn't happened in a while, but you know, sometimes it is a little inappropriate for like little kids to be calling.
I'm 4 and I like you. You doing any more Viva La Bam?
We just got talking about the fucking sick.
I think
stuff.
We got her on the line right now. Put her on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What's going on, babe?
Hello?
Yep.
Where's she at?
Hello, caller?
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, what's up, man?
Say it again.
Hello?
Hey, caller. How's it going?
Caller.
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
We didn't call you, dude.
Stop sucking his dick, Franz.
Oh, hey, I got a question for Bam and Novak.
Yeah.
Yo.
How do I get in the Nidiot Club?
The Nidiot Club.
That did. I don't think that night can ever be recreated.
Yeah, that was just a wild night, and I think you have to ask Villavallo of him, and he lives all the way in Finland, so that's going to be tough, number one. Then you got to track down Novak in Baltimore, which is impossible because he always loses his phone.
I got my phone in my pocket right now.
Maybe if you stick a hot poker up your ass and rip your dick off, you could join the Nidiot Club.
Yeah, you got
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
he's from Canada, too.
Hey, are you from Canada?
No, I'm from Minnesota.
If you're from Canada, you got to check out LostBoysInc.com.
Awesome
clothing company. Check it out, guys.
Really?
Yeah, why don't you just buy an Element shirt?
They give me money. But definitely get the Element. But seriously, Lost Boys.
Bam and Seth Withers. Incorporated.com.
All right, thanks for calling. Hey, Franz. Wait. Let me imitate you with your dad when you were six.
Okay.
Daddy, what? Can you help me with my homework? Jesus Christ, you stupid shit! Wait, didn't your mom go?
No, yeah, my mom. At one point, my mom, she wanted what was called a Bailey's Irish Cream, but there's also another product called Harvey's Bristol Cream, which I think is a coffee product. And so my mom's like, you know what? And I never forget, we were watching like a George Carlin thing in like 1986 on HBO, and she's like, you know what I'd like right now? Some Bailey's Bristol Cream. And he's like,
and your dad's just
my
goes,
dad goes.
Jesus Christ, you stupid shit!
He had a tendency to overreact. However, he was a great provider and loved us very much.
He did have
a tendency to overreact a bit.
Yeah, he actually said in this tone, I'm calm, I'm fucking calm.
Basically,
you're so not calm.
If you've seen Ming Hags the movie, me playing the teacher was my impersonation of my father. That's literally what my dad was like.
Do you miss your dad now he's gone?
He died of a heart attack New Year's Eve in 1998.
I just asked if you missed him, for Christ's sake.
You know what was weird? Is that seeing his station wagon in the driveway produced such great amounts of stress. And it took 8 years after he died, even though he was dead, I would see the station wagon in the driveway and be like, oh man, dad's home, like there's going to be an argument. And then I'd be like, wait, he's been dead for 8 years. Like, it's weird how that stimulus never leaves you.
What the fuck was he so angry about all the time?
It wasn't that he was angry, he just came from a very like poor and fucked up family, and he never learned to deal with his emotions, you know? that's a nice way of saying
it. Oh, man.
Evil Jared's online.
Yeah, fuck Jared. Yeah. Let's talk to him. This is Evil Jared from Bloodhound Gang. Hello?
Jared.
Yo.
Yo, where you been?
I've been in Stinktown.
Are you still living in...
I ran away from America.
So you're living in...
Unlike the rest of you suckers, when George Bush was in there, I ran away. I ran all the way over to Germany. Well, Nazis are preferable to hang out with than Republicans.
So you're living by Berlin, right?
Yeah.
Don't you have this whole business going on? It's called Drunk Bus?
Yeah. We got a bus. You come over there, and you can get totally fucked up on it. And, you know, like, it's shit. If you tried it in Pennsylvania, you'd get arrested for it.
Are you making good money on it?
No, it's shit money, but we get to get drunk every night.
aren't you with a model or triple X broad or whatever?
You're blowing his cover. Jared, where are you right now? I can hear some commotion in the background, Jared. What is going on in the background there where you are right now?
You're right in the middle of practice.
That's practice.
Well, we have shows this week. I think we got a show at that Bam's Bar.
Yeah.
And,
you're at the Note on Valentine's Day, Bloodhound Gang, sold out show.
Yeah, we're having a Valentine's Day massacre over there. We haven't played together in a year and a half. B, we have a new guitar player because the old guitar player, Lupus, I don't know if you remember that guy, but he came to the conclusion that we're all assholes. And he would rather sell real estate than ever be in a band or talk to any of us ever again.
What a horrible time to make that decision.
Yeah.
You guys are playing in Baltimore 2 days before you play at the Note.
No, we're playing in Baltimore 2 days after.
Oh, it's 2 days after
next
the Note?
Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, either way, we're raging big time on Valentine's Day.
Shit's going down.
Shit's going down, Jared.
Hey, Jared, we were wondering, buddy, if you could clear up a rumor that we've been hearing. What's going on with Antony and the bagger?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, those two, like, broke up.
Antony
thought he could do better. I think the bagger thought he is a huge radio star now, because he's been on your show, and I've heard him on some other shows, and he is convinced that he is such a huge star now, he doesn't need his management. He can manage himself.
Oh, God.
He didn't want Antony getting his 3.5% anymore. So we cut him off.
His 3.5%. Sheesh.
Hey, do they still have that Evil Jared bar out there? I remember they had like an Evil Jared themed bar out there in Germany?
I don't recall that. Are you sure this exists in Germany and not just in your head?
You're thinking about drunk bucks.
I know, that's what he's thinking about, the drunk bucks.
Really?
That's
so what do you just play like loud music and just drive around the city and get all hammered?
We just get all fucked up, and you know the drunk driving laws are a lot less stringent over there. So the driver's drunk too, and
we
get tons of Jägermeister and just cruise around the city completely drunk. And like people think when you go over to Europe, like Amsterdam is the place to go because you can get away with anything with the hookers and the drugs and the beer. But Berlin is really the place to go over there.
How much does it cost to get on the drunk bus?
The bus is free. You just get on there and get drunk. It doesn't cost you anything.
So what do people pay for?
How do you make money out of it?
That's what I'm saying.
We sell drugs on the side.
But shit, I'm getting on that bus.
Ecstasy costs $3 a pill over there. We're selling it for $15. We're bringing it in.
Well, book me up for a month worth of tickets.
you guys are still thinking like Americans. You're in the midst of a depressed economy. Over there in Europe, the economy is booming. They're thriving off of America's pain.
Everything's
shit over here, but it's all taken care of over there.
All right, well, thanks for calling. We're going to play a Bloodhound Gang song now because they're playing at the Note on Valentine's Day. So it's sold out. So if you're going to try to get
a
ticket.
So if you don't have a ticket yet, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
All right, well, let's rock. All right, take it easy, Jared. Thanks.
Hey, Jared.
All right, later on.
Peace.
All right, this is Bloodhound Gang. This is called Sex on the Beach at Night, track 7.
Oh, I made the video for this.
Oh, stop bragging.
Look at me.
Neat.
Look at me.
Look at me up in the sky.
Look at me.
Hallie. But even the words I made up to sound free.
dubs.
Radio Bam.
We're going hot right now. Oh, oh.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
All right, we got this clip. It's so goddamn funny. It's about this, like, maybe 4 or 5 year old kid that just got out of the dentist. He is like high as a kite on nitrous.
I wish I could be like him the rest of my life, man.
And he just doesn't know what the fuck is going on. Hold on, we're hooking it up right now.
Hey, man, you watched this morning.
Is it funnier to see or hear?
No, it's both good.
Yeah, it's equally as good.
This is YouTube.
But basically,
shit,
yeah, it's YouTube. Basically, the picture I'm looking at is just some kid passed out in the back seat of a car with a seatbelt on.
When and aren't so, you looking at that and picture?
A visual.
And
a
some,
visual.
And some father loving the fact that his son's high as a kite.
Is that what it is?
I
haven't seen it yet. I'm just looking at the picture.
Oh, yeah, you got to see it.
All right, here we okay. go.
It's priceless.
So visualize this, if you will. How did a it kid go? Passed out in the back seat.
So you just got to listen to it.
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah. Kind of felt good, didn't it?
He's in the back seat all.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay, now I have 2 fingers.
Good.
Four fingers.
Nah. Don't put that in. Don't put it in your mouth. Okay.
This is Baby Novak on drugs.
Go to David. Good? David after Dennis.
I can't see anything.
Yes, you can.
Dude, this kid is bonkers at the age of 4.
And his dad.
Stay in your seat.
That's me when I can't get my fix.
I don't feel tired.
You don't?
It's like Darren
no?
in the back of the bus.
Darren.
Stitches.
Uh-huh.
Do I have stitches?
Yes.
On my teeth?
Yeah, don't touch it. Don't.
Why can't I touch it?
Because it'll mess up the stitches.
You have 4 eyes.
Yeah.
I feel funny. Why is this happening to me?
It's okay, bud. It's just from the medicine. Okay?
Forever?
No, no, it won't be forever.
I kind of feel for the poor little dude. Dude, I kind of feel for him.
Fuck no. Kids get like that all the time. You ever notice a kid in the backyard who spins around as many times as he can? And then they say those are kids that grow up to become drug addicts. They spin around and then all of a sudden they can't stand still and start wobbling.
Well, you must have done that then.
I did. It's like early signs of an upcoming drug addict.
What?
I swear to God.
Really?
Novak's favorite toy was
just made it up.
Spin.
It makes sense.
Did you ever try to like hold your breath as long as you can until you pass out?
Nah, have you?
I figured you'd probably do something like that.
Michael Hutchins did.
Have you?
Michael Hutchins did that from INXS.
What's it do to you?
Huh?
What, does it get you high or something?
No, it makes you like...
It cuts off oxygen to your brain.
So, like, you faint.
No, I don't play with that shit because I don't
want to. Why don't you ask this lesbian if she ever hungers?
All right, let's talk to a lesbian.
Do it when you jerk off.
Leslie, you're on the line.
Corey.
Hi.
Hi, hello. Corey.
Hi.
So you're a lesbian then?
Yes, I'm a lesbian, and so is my sister, and my dad is homophobic.
Your dad must be proud. When
he's
did
a faggot.
When
your dad's a faggot and you and your sister are lesbians.
No, my dad's not literally a faggot.
Oh, okay.
When did you first realize you had homosexual feelings?
A long ass time ago.
When I was 10 last
year. Have you and your sister ever got completely shit faced and made out with each other?
No, I was sober when I fucked her.
And let me guess this, Corey. You're the one that wears a dildo, am I correct?
No, actually I'm femme. I'm the girl.
Really?
She's 19.
Yeah. Shocker.
Now let me ask you, does your lesbianism ever compromise your relationship with your female friends? Like for example, like, you know, when you could be consoling them, let's say if they're having a breakup, do you find yourself trying to get down their pants using the emotional vulnerability of the moment? Just like a guy would?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck your sister? That's really disgusting. Are you serious?
Novak's into it.
I know. I fuck my cousin.
Did you seriously have sex?
And my mother.
Really have sex with your sister?
He's also his cousin and his brother?
No, no. Missy's asking if you really had sex with your sister. For real.
No, I've never had sex with my sister.
Oh, that was a lot.
She had sex with me.
So you don't like guys one bit, or maybe sometimes?
Wait, what?
Do you like guys at all?
No.
What if the mood's right and there's like candles and Stevie Ray Nicks playing in the background or something?
Stevie Ray Nicks.
Not at all, unless it was Bam.
Right.
All right. So there you go. What if we got candles and Bam in the background? Then you're ready to go.
Candles and Bam.
That's all it takes to get this broad's pants down.
See, I don't understand lessons that like dildos because then they still like dick.
Yeah, but they like a girl to do it. Yeah.
Now, caller, what would you say is the single sickest, most perverted act? Corey, what is the sickest, single, most perverted act you've ever performed or had performed on you?
Be honest.
Because France has done worse.
Oh, wow.
Go on, tell us, please.
There's too many.
Just think of, off the top of your head, what is it?
The sickest, dirtiest thing. Come on, babe.
I don't know.
Yes, you do know. Come on, you can tell us. We won't tell anybody.
Franz, Jesus. What are you going to try to fuck her over
trusting.
There?
Trusting.
Trusting.
Would you lap
petting.
You are trusting.
Lap the sap of Hillary Clinton.
Throwing tongue darts in her butthole.
I don't think this girl's gay. I really don't think she... Because I know lesbian girls, and they're not as reserved as this.
How old are you, Corey?
They're not.
I'm 19.
You're 19? Do you film yourself fucking other girls?
Yeah.
You know? And you're the taker. You're not the giver.
No, I'm both.
Do you watch the L Word like Missy?
The L Word?
She like that. That's a good test.
The L Word.
She's a lesbian.
The L Word on Showtime.
She
doesn't watch the L Word. She's not a lesbian.
Yep. Test question found. She's a lesbian. Who's your favorite actor on the L Word?
The L Word?
You're not.
You know what, Corey? You know what?
Nick Nelson.
Faker. We got a faker here. I'm not buying this. No. I'm going to say it. I'm not buying this yes or no game you're playing with. It's either you go into gory lore detail or you don't call him, babe. What do you think of that? Yes or no. We got to play yes or no lesbian. Come on.
We're not playing guessing games here, sweetheart.
I'm sorry, but airtime is very valuable.
L is for lame.
Face to face.
Lane is tribal.
But Lane must always be tribal. Don't forget that, you fake lesbian.
Do we have a real, do we have another caller, Chad?
I don't know.
By the way, LostBoys.inc. Shut up.
And exactly where is Lost Boys merch available?
Canada.
But their stores are different.
Yeah. All right, let's play a song.
All right. Well, if there's any real homosexuals or real lesbians, we'd love to talk to you, especially if you're not going to put us through a yes or no 20 questions.
All right, Novak, here's a good question. Would you rather have an iPod?
Yeah.
Or a gay guy pod? Or a bipod?
probably a bipod. How hot would the bipod be? Like Brad Pitt or Johnny Depp hot?
All right. Would you rather go kayaking or gay guyacking?
I'm fucking kayaking. I'm not a fucking moron over here.
Where's my iPod? Where's my bipod?
Now, Seth, you used to know a lesbian couple who, correct me if I'm wrong, had an agreement. The agreement was they could go out and get dick
delivered
anytime they wanted, so long as there was no emotional attachment, just because they still needed a male organ plunge within them. Is that true?
Yeah, they actually had a mutual friend who was that guy. He was that piece of meat who would stick it to his or her, and that was it. You know, they're just buddies, and they'd hang out and maybe have a cup of coffee before and after, but that was it. That was just for that, just for dick purposes. Nothing more.
And the moral of that story is that all lesbians do need dick, or was it just them?
I wouldn't say all of them do.
Speaking of morals of stories, I have a story that I heard about you. Steve-O told me when you were in India going through the x-ray machine at the airport... out comes all these girls' panties out of your bag. What's that about?
Panties and porn. That was when I was going out with a smoker from Jersey.
Oh, you're such a liar.
She wanted me to. It was. Is that? I think it's more perverted than that.
They all fell out all over
panties,
the
porn,
all
and
over
poppers.
The X-ray machine.
Not only that,
and
but
the
there
smokers
was,
too. They probably smell like Marlboros and shit.
They were
burn marks
she
in them.
She would put her used.
Burn marks in the thong.
She would get ashing all over them.
I need a cigarette.
She would put used and period underwear in my stuff.
Ew. With in ashes all over the
love.
Period shit.
And that
loved
made
her.
You love her even more.
You loved her.
No wonder you're fucking.
You're still talking about her. You loved her.
You guys brought it up.
You probably saved it with all this period blood on it and all this discharge and stuff. You're into that, you little
the
sick
funny,
freak.
The funny thing is, we were in a country when porn and women's underwear is illegal. Like, you can't even have that shit.
You just can't let that.
Let alone
you
in
can't
the fucking
let that,
airport.
There's two more lesbians on. One is on line two, and
I can't believe Steve-O remembered that.
More on three. There's lesbians all over the place out here.
Okay, let's take another lesbo.
Can we introduce them to each other?
Yeah, maybe we can put them both on.
What's going on, babe?
Let's talk to one of them.
Talk to us here.
Radio Band Hello. Love Connection.
Hi. Hello. How you doing?
I'm good.
Who's your favorite character on the L Word?
I'm sorry, what?
Your favorite character on the L Word. Who is it?
Can you say that again?
Your favorite?
You know the L Word?
The TV show The L Word?
Oh, I've never watched that.
I think we're getting fake.
So what
here.
Makes you a lesbian?
The fact that, I don't know, when we were in high school, me and all my friends that were girls, we'd just like be sitting down watching a movie and be like, you don't want to make out? Just randomly.
And ride horses?
Fucking, like, pretty hot. Like,
did you eat the puss?
Yeah, we'd like fuck each other on like our parents' beds and stuff.
What, strap-ons?
Strap-ons?
Yeah, I mean, you say you fuck each other. What do you, scissor kiss, or you put strap-ons on?
Well, no, we didn't have strap-ons. We were in high school, man.
So you, but, like,
you didn't have strap-ons
back
then.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think you can have more fun with your hands in your mouth than you can with any piece of plastic.
Yeah. This girl's right.
All right.
I like this girl. So now would you ever consider, I mean, do you
well,
go
well, she doesn't
with
like you,
guys?
Franz, because she's
Why
a lesbian.
Why would she?
I know.
No, I'm asking, would you ever consider going out with a guy, or are you straight lesbian?
No, I'm not a total lesbian, but it just depends on the person. It depends on the person. Mm-hmm. It really does. Like, it sexually, it depends on person. Like, with a girl, I want, like, a little fucking, like, semi-innocent little girl that I want to, like, I don't know, violate. But if it's a guy, I just want
to go to jail.
But if it's a guy, I just want to be fucked like I deserve it, like, all animalistic and shit.
Yeah.
Well, you sound intelligent, so, but where are you from?
I'm from Minnesota.
Oh.
Jeez.
Who's your favorite author?
Oh, favorite author.
Joe Franz. Dr. Seuss.
Stephen King,
okay. Your favorite.
He's a lesbian.
What the fucking point is that?
I was going to see if it was you, asshole. Obviously, Dream Seller sucked in her opinion.
Stephen Lane.
We're talking to a lesbian.
Stephen King
about
has a lesbian hair.
We're having all these great fuck stories, and you ask a favorite.
You're a lesbian truck.
My dick's half
you
hard
know what?
Over.
That's why I don't let
my,
you come
I
around.
I know. My dick's half hard over here, and he says, who's your favorite author?
All right. All right.
What the fuck?
Keep asking perverted questions, pervert.
Vivaldi or Mozart?
Yeah. Dad.
Have you done any paintings lately?
Am I what?
Nothing. I was just kidding.
It's time to play Baby Shambles.
Oh, yeah. I just had Mandy play it on the way up here.
All right.
What a faggot.
Thanks for calling,
babe.
Appreciate that.
This is Delivery off of Shudder's Nation. This is Baby Shambles, Radio Bam Series 28.
Yeah. Pete
Boogie
Doherty.
Boogie Land.
Check out my haircut.
Boogie Boogie Land.
Fucking ridiculous.
School
Faction, baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Franz, you yes. said that you were just over Phil's house and he got ripped off from some magazine.
Oh my God, dude. Like, somebody call Phil because, okay, I'm over the house and, like, you know, we're all
877 porn.
We're all arguing 8 million different ways about everything. April's pissed because she has to fucking work with fucking Vince. Vince is fucking mad at Phil. Boof is like, you know, Boof is trying to be the mediator of the whole thing. And then April starts yelling at Phil. Well, who was the one that, with the $600? Joe, you gotta listen to this story. $600? Apparently, a guy came to your father's door at like sometime after dinner time months and months ago. And talked
Why wouldn't
your father,
Phil say, fucking get out of here?
Talked like, your father into so nice. Buying $600 of magazine subscriptions on the premise that doing so would save Philadelphia. The more magazine subscriptions your father bought, the better financial condition Philadelphia would be in. And the guy starts selling him additional. So he had your father up to like $300. Then he's like, well, now do you have grandkids? You have grandkids. Oh, well, then they'll like this. And it's like, great. Phil, are you here? Are you with us, buddy? Somebody call fucking Phil.
Well, it's probably like the same time you bought them speakers, man.
I'm calling Phil.
We're calling him.
Phil, you know what? Normally, I take your side whenever there's an argument. Here. Phil, couldn't take... Phil, as much of a tightwad as Phil is, as much of a coupon clipper is, as much as he's... He won't go to Wawa and buy a coffee because he can make a cup of instant for fucking 7 cents, and he has it all rationed
that
out and everything.
True.
He saves ketchups from McDonald's. He'll ask for extra ketchups. There's a whole fucking drawer full of ketchup and maple syrup for McDonald's breakfast and lunch. And he spends $600 on magazine subscriptions, so he'll never... Phil, are you with us?
We're getting them.
Philip.
You know, I'm not getting it. I don't...
You know damn well that dude drove straight to Phil's house, too, knowing who...
No. Not only that, he got the neighbor, right? Your neighbor calls, like, oh, there's a guy at my door. He says he just bought magazine subscriptions. Phil vouched for him. So then the guy fucking scammed the neighbor for $400 and then someone down the street.
And
one
what?
Street, so, he got $1,000.
And he never got one magazine?
Not one magazine. And your dad's afraid to press charges. I'm like, dude, it's magazine subscriptions. That's a federal crime because they're using the mail. Anytime you use the mail, that's a fucking federal crime. Your dad's afraid to call
Phil,
the police.
Here's Phil.
Phil, talk to us, babe.
Why the fuck in Sam Hell would you buy $600 worth of bullshit magazines?
If you met this guy, you would have done it too. He was very impressive. He was going to be a counselor for Philadelphia and City
gonna
Philadelphia.
Be. Key word, Phil, gonna be.
That's like the word trying.
Hey, he showed me each neighbor. The neighbors, two of them did 300 hours worth, and Jarrell did 200 hours worth. Each neighbor, he got like 1,500 off our street alone.
Gullible. Phil, what the fuck magazines were they even?
As a well, turkey I told him I already get like 190 up and delivered per month, and he goes, well, how about renewing some? So I renewed three of my favorites because he only had like 30 on his list.
Did you even get magazines at all?
Not yet, but Joe, after you left, the lady called me back and said, sir, give me 24 to 48 hours. I'll either give you your money back or I'll make sure the magazines start coming. And they finally dropped and talking to her for the past 3 months. Oh, I would call this girl once a week, and she sounded like she was on drug each time. I would give her all the information every day. Or every week it'd say, all right, I have two forms, blah, blah, blah. And the new lady sounds awesome. She's going to take care of it.
Now, Phil, let's play a role-playing
game. You're going to believe her now, too?
I believe her because she was so, she knew my, I threatened her this
well,
morning with a
belly
shot. Well,
you believe the other guy.
Said,
so what if you threatened
hours.
Her?
I believe her because she knew my address.
You said that you believe the other guy, too.
No, I knew the other lady was on drugs. I could tell every time I heard a message she was falling asleep.
So now there's a lady on drugs. There's a guy who you thought was nice that completely gypped you off.
He so did yet. It's not official yet.
It's not official. It's been 6 months. Phil, lay us the rap that the guy laid on you. Okay, you are him selling magazine subscriptions, and go.
He's a black guy in the middle of a white neighborhood, right? All by himself, and he comes in. He was nervous to come in. I said, oh, come on, my dad's in here. I introduced him to Pop-Up. Abe was down at her mom's, and she wasn't coming home until like 9 or 10 o'clock that
That's
night.
That's why you bought them.
And he sat there and talked to us, and he said, I'm dreaming to be a counselor in Philadelphia. You know how bad it is until I want to take care of the children. The more magazines you buy, the better I'll be. And it worked.
Take care of his children. Novak, is that a scam you'd pull off too?
I 100%. Actually, Phil, I brought up 3,000 pamphlets. I'm only trying to get 50 cents for them just because I need to help kids get into rehab in Baltimore. And I just talked to my counselor, and they need a donation. So, I mean, if you'd be willing to help me out, that'd be awesome.
And Novak's dream is to be a good kid and be a good Samaritan.
I can buy about 10 bucks worth if you need to.
I just got 10 bucks out of your dad, and he knows I'm bullshit.
Phil, let me ask you. You were compelled to mention that the guy was African-American. Now, if he was a white guy, would you have sent him out on his ass?
Like, no, I wouldn't have bought as many magazines, I don't think. But he asked me, do you still go to Philly? I said, no, I'm a little bit afraid. I used to take my son down there every day, and it's gotten worse. And he goes, well, I'm trying to make it better. And then I was done at 300, then he says, hey, do you have grandchildren? Then he had me $300 worth of grandchildren books. It's like the guy was good.
Phil, I ran scams for probably 7 years straight. I swear to God on my mother that he scammed you and you will not see one magazine.
No, the lady called me back. It's a professional company. And
I'll call you every day. I can call you every day and say you're going to get something, but I guarantee it doesn't show.
What about the lady on drugs?
Now, how do you know it's a legit company?
She has to tell you. Here she is.
If the company's so legit, then how come they're letting her show up apparently on drugs?
Because the girl I was dealing with was tricking him. She says, sir, I honestly fired her this week. I saw her note. She's been talking to you every week. I'm going to handle this. Give me 24 to 48 hours before you call your lawyer. Please give me 24 to 48 hours. And I said, yes, ma'am, I will give it to you.
So when was this?
Grabbing the phone here.
That guy is in Bahamas reading magazines right now.
No shit.
I agree.
That guy's in Bahamas smoking your magazines.
He's going to save Philadelphia? Like who and what army?
That's why he needs 24 or 48 hours to get the fuck out of the country.
Wait, this is the same guy who gives me, he like reams me a new one because I didn't use the dollar off at the market. For 3 days, he yells at me, I can't believe you didn't take the coupon. And then I come home from my mom's and find out he spent $606 on magazines.
Man, you guys are gullible dipshits.
Do not say you guys because I wasn't here.
Your tea's cooking. Now go grab it.
April, you had the dollar off coupon. Remember you had the dollar off coupon that you didn't use?
Grab your teacup.
And Phil made you go back.
It.
Phil made you go back to the grocery store for a dollar?
Yeah. Well, let me
fix her tea. The tea's going on in your house.
That's Chad.
Let me give you the gullible one back. Yeah. Well, maybe you could sell him something like donuts or maybe bonbons or some paper with sticky tack on the back.
Ape, I think what happened was Phil didn't want the guy to think he was prejudiced. I don't think Phil wanted the guy to think he was prejudiced because he was a black dude, and I think that Phil ended up buying all of the subscriptions just so the dude wouldn't think he was prejudiced. Is that true?
Why couldn't you just not let him in the house and say I'm not interested?
Phil,
why do you want magazines that like you don't even know what the fuck magazines you're buying? You're just like, oh yeah, I'll buy $600 worth of magazines.
Called me and said, was he legitimate because he talked to
how would you know? How the fuck would you know if he's legit?
Who made you the
boss? He was in my house for 45 minutes and he was only with them for 15 minutes.
So he put the time in. He had to be legit.
Phil, let me just tell you, chalk it up as a loss because you're definitely lost on this one.
No, this lady called me back, Sam. It's all official. I'm so amazed I'm going to win my money back or my magazine. I'm a happy guy.
He's going to win it back.
Official $100 bet.
The one that had it never gave
getting,
back.
You that you're not getting jack shit.
Yeah. But,
I'll risk 100 more because I think bet she's legit.
I want to put 100 on that bet, too.
All right, when I get these magazines or my money back, I'll let you guys know.
What, you have 24 to 48 hours. How long has it been so far since it's 24 to 48 hours?
She called me an hour ago, about 7:30 she called me, half an hour ago.
So you have 7:30 in 2 days. You have 2 days. It's 7:30 within 2 days from now. If you don't have them, you owe Bam 100 and me 100.
You got it, but you guys owe me 100. Hey, Bam, I never got the 100 from the Steelers bag.
I got it in my pocket.
Oh, you got it back?
You have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got that yet. I was looking forward to that.
What, to go buy more magazines?
Yeah. What are you going to do with it? Go buy more magazines that they're never going to show?
Right, I track them down.
I brag all day that I won bets.
Jeez.
Now, Phil, I just can't believe that in the same sitting you were mad at Booth that she didn't use the 20 McNuggets for $3.49 coupons. You're screaming out at that.
You're yelling about fucking coupons. You're yelling about 18 cents, saving 18 cents on a coupon, and now you're spending $600 on fucking worthless magazines that are worthless even if they did show up. But they're not showing up.
Yeah, even if you get them, you won't learn shit from these
magazines. It's 6 magazines for 5 years. That's worth that much, isn't it?
But what magazines
are they?
Yeah, what do they say? What's it talking about?
One of them with ESPN.
He got Forbes.
It talks about ESPN.
You read
Forbes? These are like 5 years worth. One of them was Health.
Well, where are they, Butt Nut?
I know.
It's just called Health.
One of them is Health Magazine.
Why are you reading Health Magazine? Let me. Did you ever look at your refrigerator, Phil? Filled with fucking greasy cheesesteaks.
Franz, maybe we should
use some help. It was delicious. It's a new place in town. It's good.
What place?
What?
It's called Delco's Original Cheesesteak.
Now he's talking about a restaurant.
Now he's plugging restaurants. What are you doing, Phil?
Wait a minute. Look, I'll tell you every magazine. I got the paperwork right here. I got
Phil's eating fucking chili cheese fries as he's reading Health Magazine.
With a Diet Coke.
Dipping it in ranch.
With a diet soda.
I got Vacations Magazine for 6 years.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's on. He's on a fucking vacation for your $600.
I got them all. I got six magazines. Turtle, Men's Fitness, Total Health.
You got six magazines for $600. That's $100 a piece, Phil.
Choo Choo Monthly.
I'm helping Philadelphia. Philadelphia's not doing too well right now. This kid's going to turn Philadelphia around.
You turn this one guy's apartment around.
I know. Phil,
do you really think that guy's going to go turn Philadelphia around for $600? Yeah, right. He's buying a new TV set.
Dude, I had charisma out the butt. He convinced me and the neighbors. I was the most. Two of them did 300. One of them did 200. And I did 600. He made out pretty damn good.
Did you pay him in cash or check?
Check. I wrote a check.
How long did it take him to cash that check? How long did it take him to cash the check?
It was. I wrote it August 11th. It cashed 2 weeks later because he must have had it mailed into the right people.
What have you learned? What have you learned from Forbes magazine, Phil? What have you learned?
I read that Forbes 400. I know who the richest people are in America every year.
What?
The Forbes 400. Gates is still hanging on as number one. You got that Paul Allen right behind him.
Right.
What about that? Muslim guy.
And then that guy that runs the Dallas Mavericks in there a lot, Mark Cuban.
Right.
Trump's mentioned quite often.
What about Richard Branson?
He's in there, Quay, the Virgin guy. He's in there all the time.
Phil, I was just reading about him in that book. They said he's king.
Phil, what did you think of the new Viking Skull video directed by your son?
Jesse told me it's an awesome brand new video, kicking ass, but I haven't seen it yet.
It is good. I saw
the final
edit today.
Jesse told me it was very well awesome.
What track?
New Viking Skull video, everybody.
Phil, it's time. I'd love to sit here and keep telling you how bad you got ripped off, but it's time to go.
Just accept the fact you're out of 600.
Accept it, Phil.
Give me 24 hours, 48 hours, and I'm getting my money back. Or my magazine.
You're right. Yeah, right.
You're going to have two sleepless nights.
All right. It's time to go, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Faint, and we're signing off. Radio Bam, Series 28.
Fuck shit.
This isn't Faint. It's Franz.
Bam Radio.
Bye.
I checked in a room today. Up above the downtown market bricks. Right now a boy gets old, a boy gets bitter, a boy learns not to trust someone inside his room. The door locked tight, you keep the door locked. Months went by and doors got kicked in. Two outlaws collecting what they
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.